If there was a diet trend in 2013, it probably was the paleo diet. Did you hear about that? In fact, I think it was the most popular search diet on Google last year. So what is it? Does it live up to all the hype? Andrea Hallwegner is a registered dietitian with HealthStan Nutrition. Hello, Andrea.
Hi, Angela. How are you?
I'm well. I've heard about the paleo diet. I think it's also called, the caveman or the stone age diet. What is it?
Well, simply put, the paleo diet advocates for eating like our ancestors did 10,000 years ago. And so the followers of the paleo diet suggest, eating in a way with foods that are hunted, gathered, fished, is going to help to reduce overall disease, help with weight loss, and overall just wellness in general.
That sounds pretty good on the surface.
Yeah, and on the surface, there's definitely some pros and cons to any fad diet that I can think of. With this particular diet, the emphasis would be on grass-produced meat, on poultry, eggs, fish, seafood, nuts, as well as some oil, such as, things like olive oil that we know are good for us, and lots of vegetables and fruit. The paleo diet also suggests that we're pretty much genetically predisposed to eat only those foods, and so while it sounds pretty diverse, things like all grains, legumes, potatoes, dairy, and anything with salt or sugar would be completely off the diet.
Okay, and that's where we probably, get rid of some of those things. But is that the con when you start to be so specific in those areas?
Sure, we can certainly get into some of the cons as well. There's also some really good things about the paleo diet. So I always like to at least highlight a few of the good things that I like. First off, what I've noticed about people that are following a paleo diet is there's such an emphasis on whole foods and less processed foods in general that people are actually just naturally eating way more fruits and vegetables. And that's one of the hardest things we see at our practice is getting people going on that. And so if you're following a diet that says, any amount of those are good to go, certainly people's taste buds adapt, and we know more vegetables and fruit adds less calories to your overall meals and certainly provides that extra volume to fill up your eyes as much as filling up your stomach.
Well, and I suppose at the same time, if you are on this type of a diet, you've probably got to do a lot of the cooking yourself, so that probably at least is another positive.
You got it. As an advocate for getting people cooking more meals at home and teaching that skill set to your family, the more that, you're following a paleo diet, the more you will definitely not be eating out or buying anything packaged. It's definitely a cook-from-scratch type of diet.
All right. So the positives, you're making more yourself. You're restricting all the things like processed foods and extra sugars and salt. I feel there's a con coming up here.
Oh, there's always a con with any diet. First off, the word diet has the word die in it, so we know it's not going to be fun. So in the paleo diet, there's a real heavy, heavy emphasis on protein and fats, coming a lot from animal-based foods. And what we know from long-term research is we want a little less of some of those fats coming from things like your meats. So I would be concerned if you're following the paleo diet that you would certainly have a higher level of animal-based fat consumption unless you were being really choosy about the types of meats that you were consuming. And with that comes, of course, just not enough carbohydrates for just overall health. Again, when we look at research from the dietary reference intakes, which are our gold standards across North America, when we look at research there, we know your diet should come from about 45 to 65% carbohydrates, and this would be very difficult to achieve on the paleo diet. So things like your whole grains, your legumes, you've heard those are good for cancer and heart disease and diabetes prevention. I would hate you to eliminate all those things. It's mostly about just being really mindful of portion sizes there.
And do they also eliminate dairy?
They do. Dairy is, of course, more of not a food that traditionally would have been consumed during the caveman-style eating patterns. And so unless you've got a dairy allergy or a pretty significant lactose intolerance, there's really no need to be cutting out dairy from your diet as it can supply some great calcium, vitamin D for bone health. And certainly it's an enjoyable food. I'm a foodie. I would not want to give up cheese.
Andrea, I just have to take a break to find out how our drive home is going. And after that, I want to get the conclusion. What's your bottom line on this one, all right?
Sounds great.